Welcome, my friends, to Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. My name is Peyman Mutahedeh. I am the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And tonight I'll be covering the topic of how does one correctly deny jurisdiction and actions of IRS and the U.S. Department of Justice. Before I get to that, I just want to let you guys know that this is going to be a recording, and the introduction parts will be taken out. And afterwards, I'll be available to answer any of your freedom-oriented questions for free about the IRS, on any government harassment, or knowing about your rights and freedom. So be ready, folks. We're going to start recording just momentarily about this very important topic that people want and need to know and bring it up. Okay? All right. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Full topic first. Always. No. Yeah. How does an American correctly deny jurisdiction and actions of the IRS and the U.S. Department of Injustice that want to steal your property and take your freedoms away? That is the topic that I will cover for you tonight. Clearly, unequivocally, you will know the solution and the answer to your very good question. And I got this idea because somebody in a YouTube comment told me that, look, to stop the government, all you gotta do is to challenge your jurisdiction. And I thought, that's a fair question. Let me answer that question that this person brought up in more detail for you. Now, the fact of the matter is, folks, every human being on earth, whichever has been born, was born free. All of us were born by our Creator in heaven, given life, freedom to choose, pursue the life that each of us chooses to have. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which also includes acquiring parts of the earth that is there to bring us the happiness and take care of our needs. And that is the foundation that is recognized in the U.S. Declaration of Independence, even though this is a law of nature. It's an unchangeable law of nature. It didn't start with the American Declaration of Independence. It was merely restated the obvious fact that nobody can lawfully come and take you as a slave, okay, cut your body off, hurt you, or kill you. Nobody has that right. Self-defense, of course, is different, right? But other than that, to defend yourself or your property, nobody has the right, lawful power to enslave you, okay, and to take your rights and freedoms away. So let's go to the Declaration of Independence to further talk about this important topic. This is from the Declaration of Independence of America, and I will read it for you. It has beautiful words. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, obvious, that all men, which obviously includes women as well, are created equal, meaning we are created with equal rights, not equal abilities, equal rights given by our Creator. That they are endowed, which means given, by their Creator, with certain alienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away from them. Okay? That among these are, not just all of them, life, right to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay? So those are very famous words that many of us grew up with in America through high school government or civics class. Let's go on to the second part now. And what it says, the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, right, to make sure these rights are secured and safe, governments are instituted or created among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. There is a key language. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Let's pause on that and think about it. This was said before America became independent. It was the Declaration before the American Revolution was won. At that time, America was still a British colony. And because of the tyrannical actions of King George of England, violating American people's rights and freedoms and property, the Founding Fathers revolted and they said, "You are no longer our king. We're going to shoot your soldiers, your redcoats, and free ourselves." There are these beautiful, truthful words that now are an example to the whole world about the purpose and function of government. Okay? We're going to come back to that because this is what everybody thinks about. However, reality sometimes is different than theory. Here is the practicality we have to keep in mind. Why the Founding Fathers said these words. If you see, let's go to this picture. This is a picture of the white Europeans taking the land of the native people, the American Indians. American Indians were here first. This was their land. He was taking the land from American Indians by force. And the American Indians did not have the power or the ability to simply say, "Hey, you, European man, I deny your jurisdiction. You must leave us alone. This is our land." That didn't work. They had to fight the Europeans, and they lost. Then, what happened, of course, the Americans had to, colonists had to revolt, as you see here, against the British Redcoats, and by force of arms, get the freedom from the British king. Remember this. The colonists tried writing to the king, the King George of England, and saying, "You do not have the rightful power. Take our freedoms and our rights." But King George did it anyways. Words were not enough. The Founding Fathers, by force, had to take action and by gun kill the soldiers of King of England and force them out to get their independence. Next, what happened? Well, about the same times, blacks were by force taken in Africa by other black tribes. Black tribes there used to conquer the enemies, okay? And what they did, they sold them to Jewish ship owners, brought them all, they were to Europe and America and sold them as slaves. And how were these sales captured? By denying jurisdiction, No. The other black tribe, by force, captured the black men and sold them off to the Jewish slave traders. Probably I'm Jewish born myself. This is not anti-Semitic. That's a fact, historical fact. And they brought them to America and Europe as slaves. And if you look at the pictures again, it's all based upon force. These people were forced, tied their hands. They were chained and kept chained by force. Let's go now to the war of the states. Lincoln's war of aggression against the South, right? The so-called Civil War was not a civil war. Civil war means war within one country. It's not true. America is 50 countries in a union right now. And back then, I think there was about 30 or so states. And there was a split among these countries. The union broke, and the southern countries or states formed a confederacy separate from the northern union. And Lincoln, by force, told them, no, you cannot go. You have to stay. And as a result, as you see, unfortunately, the southern states lost their right. They had every right to come in and leave the union on their own, and it did not work. And so now you see next the reality of recent times. Here is Saddam Hussein, the former president of the sovereign state of Iraq. Okay? And what happened is that in 2003, George Bush, president of the United States, by force invaded a sovereign country with this president, sovereign, Saddam Hussein, conquered it by force. Could Saddam Hussein simply say, hey, George Bush, I deny you jurisdiction? No. He couldn't do that. And what happened at the end? In a tribunal set by the Iraqi puppet government, Saddam Hussein was hanged, as you can see. Okay? It was all by force. So today, here's what we have. That's right. This is you behind the wheel of the car, and that's the government outside with guns looking in your face. They get jurisdiction over you like this man by force. They're abusing their just powers. That's key. Government is given the very unique power to protect us from bad guys. A monopoly, almost. However, politicians and the super rich banks, corporations, and their allies like to abuse that and give themselves even more power. And they abuse that. They don't ask for your consent. They don't require your consent. And look right now what's going on in the U.S. elections. In November 2020, just a couple of weeks ago, we had elections. And the crooked communist Democrat people at major corrupt cities in the U.S., like Atlanta, you know, Philadelphia, Detroit, these major cities, they kicked out the Republican poll watchers who are there to make sure the votes are properly counted. And they would show up by a bunch of people, say, hey, you're harassing us, stay away 6 feet or 20 feet or farther away. If you say no, I have a right to make sure the votes are properly counted. So your opinion and every American's opinion and vote is properly counted. It would eventually come surrounding with more people. And if necessary, they would bring the policeman with a gun. Hey, you got to go. Get out of here. That's what they do, just like here. You got to leave. You don't, I can shoot you and kill you. So as a result, These poor watches were taken out, and they stuffed the ballots with a bunch of phony pre-made ballots they made, claiming they came by mail, and fed them in their computers. All these phony votes for Biden. Remember, at the night of the election, I watched it. Pennsylvania votes was about 56% for Trump, 42% for Biden. That is a landslide difference. Huge difference. Huge ahead Donald Trump in real votes. But the Democrat / Communist part of the United States, because that's what they are. They are communist. The community, them, people and government, they think they know better than you and your opinion, what you want, and your vote does not count. With their powers, they vetoed your voice and your opinion. That was unjust power, what they did. No different than this picture right here. So, right now, with the court system, President Trump is challenging all of this. And I believe because he is right, and now we got an honest majority of 5 Supreme Court justices that are there. Okay, the Donald Trump with 3 of them up there. Yeah, there was Thomas there, and who's the other one? Anyhow, there's 5 of them now. And the other ones are 4 communists in there. The 5 over 4, they can look at the facts on what happened and declare properly that Donald Trump did win, because he actually did win. Trump got more votes than Obama got over the last 2 elections, right? And in Pennsylvania. And guess what? Biden got even more votes than Trump. For some reason, Pennsylvania people showed up in mass to vote, not just for Trump that had big rallies, but for Biden, who had no rallies in Pennsylvania. Nobody showed up to see him, but they came and voted and mailed votes for him. Folks, this is abuse of power. That's what government does. That's what King George of England did when he abused the colonists. This is what Abraham Lincoln did, that butcher who killed more American lives than Americans died in World War I and World War II combined. And George Bush killed Saddam Hussein, president of Iraq, by force. He had no right to do that. So, folks, you could not simply tell him, I deny you jurisdiction. It's not that simple. What needs to happen to deny him jurisdiction is we got to take back our power. And the power goes from we the people through our representatives in government, for example, the federal government. Congress is elected by the people. We must write them about the income tax being misapplied to the American people by the deep state crooked renegade communists inside the U.S. government. The heads of the IRS, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, and double crooked judges who conspire with these guys and misapply the federal income tax to the people of the 50 states, because you, the people of the 50 states, do not owe the federal income tax. It only applies to U.S., to Washington, D.C. citizens, residents, and anybody else from the whole world who might get money from the related to the performing functions of public office of the federal government. That is, rest of you do not owe income tax. So, Freedom Law School is preparing letters. We're going to put on our website very soon, by January 2021, for you to send to each of your 3 congressmen. These letters will quote the law as published on the U.S. House of Representatives website. Number one. Number two, U.S. Supreme Court decisions, just three of them attached. Three or four. And the, not only we quote these court cases and code sections, the laws, we attached a copy of them and highlight the relevant language that you will be sending to your congressman by certified mail and follow up. If you become one of our Royal or Simple Freedom Package members, we will help you in that process. But it will all be available on our website at livefreenow.org. Put it on our screen, please. At no charge. So you can do it. We must confront this issue and educate the lawmakers who did not know. No different than the election crime. Most of our lawmakers did not know that Dominion computer election voting system is owned by foreigners, and they counted from over there, and they can very easily and simply just change the number of votes on the computer. They had no idea how crooked and corrupt the system was. We've given our voting system in America to a foreign company to change it any way they want. They are being corrupt, the system was. Our representatives in government did not know. You didn't know until you got to Freedom Law School, did you? Not like this. So now, we will get together. We send our letters to our congressmen to educate them. And now they'll start seeing how come the corrupt deep state was able to go candidate Trump and President Donald Trump for 3 years with the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax. Because the people in government, the communists, they're running the community. That's what communist is. That the community, through all the community people, with the bureaucrats and judges, they run the system. They're seeing that happen. And with this process, folks, now, American people, I believe, already are waking up. They know the major media in this nation is corrupt. All of them. Even Fox News gives you only that much of the truth. There's a lot more that Fox News still doesn't tell you about. You have to go on internet, on deeper searches to find the truth. So don't try this cockamamie theories that you can just simply stay out of their jurisdiction. I wish it was that simple, but it's not. You got to be prepared. What you want to do to protect yourself is go to our website, livefreenow.org, folks. Go there to our website, okay? And here we go. Take advantage of the material here. Start there on our front page. Our claim, there is no law requiring 98% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And watch the short video here, right here. You click on that, okay? And then go click on the right YouTube mark. Click on, after watching this, you could click on YouTube, takes you to our channel. Or at the very end of the presentation, you will see these three boxes come up. After this 7-minute video, the bottom box here, if you click on that, you see follow-up short videos that are listed, you see on the right-hand side, the list of them. Watch the remainder of these six videos, okay? Especially the first four. The first one you see first at the front page of our website, then the next three are the most important. And then each of these videos, you go under the Freedom Law, under the video, where you see Freedom Law School name and my picture. On the description, click on Show More. Right? Click on Show More. And you see, gives you the fuller description of these issues in the links provided right here. Click on the links here that you see on this video. This is the link on this video. On the previous video which I showed you, here we go, where was that? You see, the again, all the descriptions, the video to watch are described there. If you go to, here's the first one, okay? This one in more detail. If you go to Show More, here it is. There's two videos to watch, and the links are provided here for you. One here, and the second one here. Each of them will have that. What you want to do is start following the law as published by Congress and upheld by U.S. Supreme Court. It's all in your favor. You don't need to go to patriot mythology like, I'm in common law, not under admiralty or French flag maritime law. Okay? Folks, or that, you know, you don't use a zip code on your mail, or you object to your name in capital letters, or that you're sovereign, or sovereign state citizen. You see, folks, all of us are U.S. citizens in the sense of the 50 states, U.S. citizen. But in the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, U.S. is defined as Washington, D.C. That's the D.C. they mean. So it's not enough for you to say, I'm a state citizen. Well, you are. But you need to know how in the tax laws it doesn't apply to you properly. So just saying I'm a state citizen is not correct. Or even I'm a national citizen is not correct or adequate. Uniform Commercial Code arguments. UCC 1-207, 1-305, you saw it on paper, stuff like that. That's all mythology. Straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, revocation of election, it's all baseless stuff. Okay? I've been doing this for 28 years, since 1992. I have not filed and paid income tax, folks, for 30 years openly. The IRS knows it. In fact, since 1994, over a quarter of a century, way back then, IRS had me under criminal investigation, potential tax fraud promoter leader. They found nothing wrong with what I'm doing all those 25 plus years. Because I'm not doing anything wrong. They cannot try to put me in jail. Other people before me, they have leaders like Irwin Schiff and others who made mistakes. They didn't have the internet or the knowledge that I got here together for you. Freedom Law School has a record of winning like no other organization ever in the history of tax honesty. It is to their credit that the people before me, that they gave me enough foundation of good information from wrong stuff to now, with the help of legal research on internet being so easy, put all of it together for you in such easy ways. And our website, folks, I'm going to show you. Okay, we're going to put a lot more. When you go to our education materials on this tab, you want to go to Eye-Opening Education now. Okay, there's going to be more of these tabs. Okay, we're going to revise some of these and add more. You go there, you will find stuff that will be so empowering to you to live free. So take advantage of all that. And one more thing I want to tell you all, folks. I'm getting ready, folks. So this January, we're going to blow open this unique opportunity, unique, for you to have fun Share your love of truth with anybody around you. And get paid up to $4,500 for each referral, cash, with no W-4 forms, no W-2 forms, no 1099s, none at all. And this is no conspiracy to rip off the government under client conspiracy. This is our First Amendment right to expose government criminality of the government lawyer and judges who have treasonously subverted the American people, committed treason. They all should be tried, convicted, and punished for treason. We're trying to expose them and eradicate that and clean up our government. You're going to get paid for that. $4,500 per referral is a good full-time income for many people, but it's cash, right? You get one referral per month, $1,500 cash to you. Having fun going to, in front of supermarkets, going to Lowe's and Home Depot, anywhere, running into people, having home parties, having people watch these videos, even if you feed them. Feed them and have them watch the stuff afterwards. They're going to say, wow, I didn't know any of this. And now you can relate them to all what's been going on with Donald Trump, the election. Folks, there's a revolution taking place, a peaceful restoration. It's in our hearts, in our minds. It's in the attitude of the American people that realize that the major media is corrupt. The Democrat Party is a bunch of communists. The Republicans were corrupt, but because of Donald Trump, he's teaching them to be better. He's their leader, and he took up his lead from Congressman Ron Paul, who paved the way for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is paving the way for us. Get rid of the income tax, and then hopefully the Federal Reserve and the corrupt money banking system in America as well. So, folks, I love you all. Have a free day, and stay in touch with Freedom Law School. Let's go to some of your questions. First, I'm going to go to, let's go to a question we have. Somebody from, people send us paperwork in the mail, and I answer them free of charge, folks. All of you can go to our website, I'll show you. And at the bottom of our website pages is a contact us link, right here on the bottom right, center, bottom right, center, contact us. If you open that link in a new tab, and you see right there how to contact us. Our address is here. Office phone number. Hours are here in Florida. All you got, you can email us. Whatever you want to know, your questions. You can put your information here. Put your message here in the box here. And attach your documents here as well. Send it to us. I'll review it for you at no charge. You can email up to 10 pages of any paperwork you have, and I will review it for you. I'll do my best to help you for free. Okay? You can all do that, just like this gentleman did, Ed from Fair Oaks, California. He got a tax lien notice from the California Franchise Tax Board for about $3,200. About a couple of weeks ago, for several years. And then he got, a week before that, Ed got a final notice before levy and lien for about $3,700. The numbers are different, about $500 off. But these thieves don't care about little discrepancies. You could call them and tell them how come, you know, it's different. But anyhow. The problem is this, Ed. Most Americans not only do not know about tax fraud, they don't know the legal procedures, step by step, how to challenge in the IRS in the California Franchise Tax Board and other corrupt state income tax agencies. What you didn't know is when they send you a letter called a Notice of Proposed Assessment, a tax proposal letter, at that time, you could and should have challenged them by asking for a hearing within 60 days of the date of their letter. Okay? You didn't know to do that. Unfortunately, you didn't do it. But if you were with Freedom Law School, if you were a student of Freedom Law School, if you learned those things, you would have done so and I could have helped you. Now you owe them over $3,000 and nobody can stop them. You can pay the tax and sue for a refund. That's what you can do. As ridiculous as it is, that's what the law says. You should take advantage of the first opportunity you get to ask for a hearing, and you can appeal that result of that hearing to the next level, to the State Office of Tax Appeals. You didn't know. What you need to do is this, my friend. Next time, what you should do to prevent that next time is this. Go to our website at livefreenow.org under course packages. Okay? And you go down to all course packages, okay, and open that link on all course packages. And there, you'll see all of them. Now, ideally, you all won the Ferrari, Lamborghini, Rolls Royce, Royal Freedom Package, which everything is done for you by Freedom Law School. Complete consultation and help of any sort you may need. But at the minimum, if you go down, you all should start with a practical road to freedom from oppressive taxation and control level one, which comes with an unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. Very generous money-back guarantee. And to see that, you open it up. You see it right there. The table of contents is there. This video gives you more information about it. You can watch that. And here's the table of contents. And guess what? Class 5 was what Ed needed. He needed to know effective responses to harassing letters of government like the IRS and the FTB. He needed to know how to lay a strong winning foundation by asking for a hearing when Ed was first contacted by government agency, the FTB, so he could win by taking the right steps. See, he didn't do that. He didn't know, unfortunately. But now he does. Now you know, Ed, there's no more excuse for this happening to you again. And this course with a 90-day money-back guarantee is only $400. That's it. And if you don't like it, it doesn't work for you, guess what? I want you to send it back to me in sellable condition, CDs. You're going to get free online access as well. You can listen to it on your smartphone or personal computer in your car. So you don't have that problem again, my friend. Every one of you should have, at the minimum, at least this course, the level one basic course of Freedom Law. So you won't have the situation of making mistakes which are not fixable. I'm not a magician god, folks. I'm just a human being like you. And we got to learn from our mistakes. I made them in the past. Believe me, I did in the early 1990s. So you are learning from my mistakes. Now you can learn from your own mistake as well, Mike. Get that level one course, okay? If you have any questions, put our number on the screen. Call us. Call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800. Talk to one of my volunteers. They'll better guide you and answer your questions about how we can help you better. All right? Now let's go to your call-in numbers. Call-in questions. We have a caller from area code 916 from the International Communist Republic of Mexicana, formerly the Golden State of California. And the call is coming from the heart of the beast, Sacramento, the capital of this communist California. Good questions. What is your first name? Call from area code 916.
Ed Moore.
Ed, okay, my friend. No last name for your privacy. Just first name.
Okay, sorry. All right.
Okay, Ed.
Sorry.
But, Ed, do you have our free Freedom Education package?
I have the Quick Start Level 1 package.
Okay, great. Well, very good. Let me tell everybody else what you got so they understand that better your situation. So, folks, what Ed got, if you go to our website, you see, is the Level 1 course, which I just shared with you. Ed has that, which is great for him. He's got a lot of education. But Ed wanted a one-hour consultation with me, so he got the Quick Start Freedom Pack, which is above the Level 1 course. And I'm going to show you what it is. He got a Level 1 course plus 1 hour of consultation with me he already had, okay, at a discounted price, okay? So, I get paid $600 per hour for my one-on-one consultation time. $600 because I'm very much in demand and I'm very busy. The first hour, I drop it down to only $300. But if you get the Level 1 course, you get them in a combination at a discount. And that's what Ed did, okay, right now. So you can do the same thing. If you get the Quick Start for $5.99, you save yourself $110. Ed had his 1 hour of private one-on-one consultation, and now he has more legitimate questions, which I'm very happy to hear from you, Ed, and assist you further, my friend, for free. So what else? What's your question right now, Ed?
I need the help with negotiating down the debt. Is that possible?
No. You cannot negotiate
debt.
Oh,
no.
I know.
Oh, no.
The only time they negotiated you is you. Is all the tax agencies. To negotiate, they want you first. Surrender in full. Fill out tax forms for 3 to 5 years minimum. Then, not done. They want you to give them statement of all your income, assets, and liabilities. Everything you own and have and owe, tell them under oath, penalty of perjury, swear. Then you say,
I don't own any property.
I'm going to have to live big mercy. And they usually tell you, no, you can make cutbacks and pay us. Yours is way too small. They what they will let you do at best, Ed, is to make a 25%. They'll take no more than 25% of your paycheck if they take money from you. But your bank account, they'll empty it out if they have to. So,
they already took $800 from me. They already took $800.
Yep. I'm sorry. There's not much
more. They stole $800 from me.
That's right.
God, it's just scary when they can do whatever they want.
Well, because you didn't know about the procedure,
yeah,
the challenge. You had a chance to win, okay?
Yep.
So what do you do for a living, Ed?
I'm an insurance inspector.
Okay, insurance. One of the things I recommend you all do, all of you who live in these common states like New York, New Jersey, California, Hawaii, sadly, become a communist state too, is leave and come to Florida and Tennessee and other freedom-oriented states. Just like
Tennessee,
in the 1800s, the founding fathers' parents left Europe and came to America, a land of opportunity and freedom, low taxes, right? That's what's going on right now. People are escaping these communist states. Because a U-Haul truck to go from San Jose, California, out of California, you know, it's going to cost $5,500. But to get a truck from someplace else going to California is only $1,600. Because people are leaving in droves. You will find a job as an insurance, whatever thing you do, adjusted, Ed. No problem. There's a shortage of good people like you with experience in Florida, in Central Florida, not the South, not Miami, the cesspool, Central Florida, okay? And believe me, you'll find a job, my friend. Pack up as soon as you can. We'll help you with that. Anything else I can help you with, Ed?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm tempted. Well, it's going to take a lot of effort for me to move, but I think you got a good point. I need to get out of California.
You're just afraid. Let me tell you, you're just afraid because it's a long distance away. It's not even next door, Nevada. It's way away. You just got to do some homework. Right, making that flight, Spirit Airlines, from L.A., I know, for example, to Orlando and Tampa, for about $30-$40 each way. Okay?
Wow.
So you can do, just come visit first, and then the airline tickets are really low. Take advantage of that.
Yeah,
all
I bet
right,
they are.
Any other questions before I go to other people's questions?
So is there a law for paying state taxes in California?
Transfer back to my headset, please. Sorry, we got a little
Is there a law for paying state taxes as well as the IRS?
I don't hear my headset, guys. Okay. So, Ed, hold on. Let me see while I try to fix that problem. Oh, okay, here, you're back. Go ahead. Any other questions, Ed?
Just a quick one. Is there a law about paying state taxes as well as the law for the federal taxes?
Most states have their state tax laws or forms based upon the IRS form. California says take the number from your federal 1040 form, put that number in the California 540 income tax form, and go from there. Well, if you don't have a federal form, your federal form number is 0, on the California form you put 0 and go from there, right? So you don't owe anything. So you don't not require to fill out the form anyhow because 0 is below the minimum exempt amount even the way they see it. But California is a communist, lawless dictatorship.
Oh,
you got to remember that.
Okay? Yeah, don't worry, I'm remembering.
Leaving is your best option. Folks, listen to me, Ed. People leaving Europe, coming to America, they left their whole families behind, came to an ocean way over there for freedom and opportunity. Imagine someone in 1750 coming way over there to be a land of the free, 1800. It's hard to go back, right? 1750, 1750, you know? Why? Why did they do it? Because they wanted to breathe free. Freedom, opportunity, and prosperity also came. Don't be afraid. In the 1800s, the young men said, go west, young man. People left New York and Boston and Philadelphia to west, the new lands in the 1800s for opportunities.
California, let me tell you this real quick. Can I say something real quick?
More. Yes. What?
I'm a Mayflower descendant, so I can trace my heritage all the way back to the Mayflower Pilgrims. So, yeah, they took a major chance, and they survived. So I can call on my ancestry to get me through.
So for you, leaving on a flight to California is nothing. Okay? Okay. So, all right, Ed, you may want to do by the way, I got to tell all of you, the Royal Fear Package membership was poised to go up to 9,000 December 1st. I've changed it to December 15th. One last time, that is it. That is it. There will be no more extension to give all a last chance to get the Royal Fear Package, okay, at the old price of 8,000 for the first year and 4,000, 4,500 the following years. Folks, I want to, by the way, I got to announce this to you, important announcement you all should know. Let's go to our screen. Okay? So the Royal Phoenix Package, some of you do not know, has been lowered in price extensively for young people, yes, those of you who are younger are on the average poorer. Okay, so anybody under 18, we got a very, and almost no one like that, it's $400 a year. But look, 18 and 24, it's only $900 a year. 25 to 29, $1,800 a year. I know some of you are 30 to 34, it's only $4,000 a year. You get a big discount. Okay? Even when you're 33, 34, some of you are making good money in your early 30s, y'all will still give you that discount. Right? Because we want young people in this movement. We want you youngsters. Ed, how old are you?
64.
64. You're up on there. So what Ed can do, folks, is this. Look, what all they can do is put down, if necessary, only $1,000. Here it is at the bottom of the page. Here it is. $1,000 to get started, okay, which is beginner's freedom package plus 2 hours of consultation. So, Ed, you'll get another hour with me, a private consultation, and some letters to congressmen and more. If you send us the difference between what you paid with between the quick start freedom package you got and the $1,000, I will give you credit for what you paid us. Okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Cost $300 more because I want to be with you and I want to help you be like your ancestors in the Mayflower. Make that trek to freedom like they did hundreds of years ago. Okay? Our brother.
Okay.
Anything else before I go to other people's questions, Ed?
No, we're good. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. I love you, Ed. Thanks for calling, brother.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Have a good day. Bye.
Same with you. Okay, let's see if we get some questions and comments on YouTube, perhaps. Well, someone says, who cares voted for who the Electoral College decides. That is true. However, folks, remember this. The Electoral College is chosen by any method the state legislatures choose. And they've chosen to let the voters in some voting manner decide it. And the legislature can still take that back. That is true. The problem is many legislatures do not know they got that right, they got that power. So it's up to us to educate them. We'll see. Let's see what goes on there, okay? All right. Joseph says, since I've watched you back in 2017, I've stopped paying my taxes for my employment. Now, 3 years later, I get a letter that the IRS didn't get withholding from my employment wages. What to do? Well, what to do? You really want an honest answer? I have not seen the letter you're talking about. This is like someone saying, doctor, on the telephone, I got a neck ache, back ache, I got diarrhea, thrown up, what to do? What would a doctor tell you? A doctor will tell you, I don't have a magic solution on the phone. Come see me for an examination, right? Pay me for the examination. I'll test you out, see what's going on, what the cause is, more detailed. Then I can give you the solution or remedy. I'm no different. You've had the advantage of all this information, folks. You can support Freedom Law School with a one-hour private consultation like Ed did. By the way, Freedom Law School does not monetize our channel. I get zero paid from YouTube ads on Freedom Law School's broadcast. Zero. The only way this is funded is through you. And those of you, Joseph, who choose to take advantage of our courses and things Freedom Law School offers to support us that way. And I want to give you something back in the meanwhile. So let's get together in a private one-on-one consultation and help you with more accurate, correct answers to do what not to do. Okay? Let's see. What are the questions we got? Okay, I think that is it, guys. All right, brothers and sisters. Remember this, though. Okay. I'm going to do a broadcast on this later on formally. This opportunity for those of you who want to be free, want to be prosperous and free. So if you want to stay on, I'm going to give you right now, because I'm excited, a live presentation on how you can quit your job if you want to. Talk about freedom. Restoring America. Have people lawfully stop paying income tax safely, and you become prosperous and rich and comfortable at the same time. Don't have to worry about not living in a good neighborhood, not living in a nice house, bigger house, not having, good food. You have to always have to eat cheap food. You don't have health care, have no savings, have all those credit card debts. There's a solution. You got to be committed in your heart to loving the truth. If you truly love the truth so much, you want to help people who don't know what's going on, what you want to do is go out there in front of the supermarkets and take our freedom catalog. Yes. No, I'll do it another time. We'll go do another one more formally. I plan on do that, What you want to do, because it's Christmas, and we're going to do a better one. But this is just for the live audience bonus. Did you love or hate the IRS? If you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate the IRS, this is for you. As people come out, just say that. Anybody, if you love the IRS, this is for you. If this is not for you. If you hate the IRS, this is for you. So right there, you told them, you love the IRS? Good. Go your way. Be happy? Go. Don't bother me. I will not bother you. So you're not trying to get people to beg them to take this from me, be educated, when they're saying, no, I'm not interested. I'm afraid. I'm closed-minded. I'd rather be ignorant, not know anything, and you're bothering me if I push something down my throat I don't want. Avoid it all up front by telling them, if you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate income tax, the IRS, you will love this. Free of the IRS tyranny, fear, and robbery and slavery. You just say that. Smile, have a good time. Hold it up. And people don't know, no one around, put it down, relax. Hang around. Be on your smartphone if you want. When people are coming in and out, same thing. It's an announcer. People will come and talk to you. They'll come and talk to you. And you say, what is this about? And you tell them, hey, you know how the whole system is fraud? The election was a fraud. Trump won. They cheated. The corrupt deep state communist cheated against Donald Trump. Holly Hannum for over 3 years under Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, and the media parroted that lie to tell you it was real, but it was fraud. Will the same media, same communists, and the people in government tell you you must file income tax, but there is no law requiring 98% of Americans like you to file income tax? You didn't know that only those who are citizens and residents of D.C. and territories like Guam and Puerto Rico, and people who get government money for government functions like post office workers and soldiers, they have to file income tax. Are you one of those? No, you don't. You make a small military pension, pay income tax on that, on your military pension, but not everything else. That's all in here. Now, you want to learn more, or you rather just continue filing paying income tax and be comfortable and happy being a slave? Now look at them. Wait for an answer. They walk away. Okay. Have a nice day. Don't take it personally. When they come from fear, okay, if they're afraid, pity them. It's not about you. It's about them. They're ignorant. Their fear is keeping them further ignorant and further in fear. You can't help them at this time. Just pour out your love for others who are ready to read your message of love and truth. Okay? And if they tell you, tell me more, tell you what, there is a short video, just a few minute video on the front page of Freedom Law School's website. You give me your cell phone number, I'll text it to you right now. As you drive in your car, listen to it, and then when you go home, watch it on your personal computer. Okay? And that's going to start you this whole new world of freedom and truth you had no idea existed. You give the cell number, put it in there, okay? Your name, get the name, right? Cell number. You text it to them, the front page of our website, right? Tell them right there, watch the, here we go. So what they're going to get, folks, is a home page. When they get there, they're going to watch the video right there that we have, which I showed you a link to the other short videos. Okay? And your job is to follow up with them. Like next day. Hey, did you watch that few-minute video? What did you think? Just take it from there. See how the conversation goes. It's up to them to do the homework. If you have questions, refer them to Freedom Law School. Say, hey, call them. They have the Freedom Hour weekly call. You can call, ask the president. He'll answer you your questions for free. He's been doing this for 28 years. So he's got a lot of experience. Call, go to the website and call him for better, more accurate answers. You got his name and phone number. And follow up. 3 days later, 5 days later, 10 days later. Follow up is very important. Okay? So you can do that. You can go invite all your friends to a party at your house, okay, for lunch. Not dinner, lunch. Saturday would be good, or Sunday. Give them all good food. Get a lunch party, all on me. Pay for it. Good food. Olive Garden, someplace like that, okay? And they'll like and enjoy. Afterward, they say, guys, I got something wonderful to share with you. Something truly amazing, loving the truth and freedom of slavery. I want you guys to watch this and tell me what you think. On your television big screen, on your big screen TV, have them put the front page of our website, the video, the front page video, and the next three short videos, right? And they're all combined, not even half hour long, okay? And that's enough. That's enough. You can go a little bit maybe in the eye-opening education page of our website, talk a little bit more, and say, what do you think? Some of them may want to know more. Get up to eye-opening education page. Tell them about, in the description of these videos, below the video is a link to the more detailed presentation on the topic. Give them all a bit of catalog and just have fun. Just have fun. Conversation with your friends, it will naturally take place. Some of your friends and family members will be afraid. They don't want to talk to you. They're afraid. They want to walk out. Let them go. Let them be. It's a choice they have. Some ask you questions. Talk to them. Converse with them. And follow up with them. A few days later, did they watch the videos more? They can call and talk to me directly if they want, but the videos will do the job. And after the videos, folks, is right now the eye op- on the educational materials, eye-opening education. This is the next place where they will find the most eye-opening information is right here. Okay? Like they want, if they're afraid of going to jail with the IRS, not filing, here's the truth. Okay? And you can call Freedom Law School. And our volunteers are here to help you with any questions, how to talk to them, follow up. Stay in touch with us. Okay? And when you give the catalog to them, be sure to put your name on the Royal Freedom Package application page in the bottom right here. How they heard about us. So even if they send out the catalog later down the road will mention you. We'll see your name. We'll call you. Put your name and phone number. We'll call you. Hey, Joe. Hey, Ed. Cash is coming to you. This program is very new. Very new. I have a guy already with no money. He referred a guy who got the Royal Fear package. He got $2,000 he put down toward his old membership. He had no money. He put the first referral toward his own Royal Fear package membership. He referred a second guy who paid in full, got $4,000 more toward his own membership, $6,000. Okay? And now he's got $2,000 more left. He's got a third membership who's making payments when he pays in full. Okay, he's got $4,000, $2,000 toward his Royal Fear and Package membership, $2,000 cash in his pocket. If he had only put on $1,000 down payment, you got instead of $2,000, $4,000. Third guy pays off, but he was that broke. But if you can maybe borrow, do whatever you want to do, people do that from their friends, pay him back, that'd be worth it for you. It's your call. So, house parties are a great way to go. Feed them. Feed your friends. Good food. Not cheap food. Good tasting food. When you feed them good food, they appreciate that. And they feel like they owe you something. They do, really. They want to pay you back by listening to your presentation and talking to you about it. Right? So that's the best way to go. You can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, and just, you know, I mean, have you talk to people there if you want to, whatever you happen to be, coworkers. But I think, to my opinion, house parties is the best way to go. Who's going to say they don't want good food? Bring In-N-Out Burger, my favorite burgers, or Olive Garden or something. It'd be well worth spending a couple hundred dollars investment, you know, to have a party with your friends and feed them well and make a lot more and have everybody be free. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to some more of your questions you guys have on internet. I get a lot of thank yous. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your love, guys. And remember, we're going to be taking off in January. In January, tax season comes. We're going to be taking off. People are going to come out of woodwork wondering if they should file income tax or not. Okay, so be ready. You want to get this program going then. So probably next week I'll do a good presentation on this topic. I'll do that for you guys in a more organized fashion to how to go out and start becoming a freedom fighter, freedom ambassador, okay, and live good. Let me show on our website under course packages, okay. Go down the Freedom Opportunity Plan at the bottom. Okay, and when you go to the Freedom Opportunity Plan at the bottom, the program is described. Every one of you right now is a freedom advocate, and you're going to get paid a 25% referral or any of our courses or course packages that someone gets because of you speaking to them. That's right now. Okay, now once you get signed up for the Royal or Simple Freedom Package, with a minimum of $1,000 down, you become a Freedom Ambassador. Okay? And now, as you see here, you will get a 50% referral. Okay, and it's $4,000 right now. Guess what? It's going to be $4,500 when the Royal Freedom Package goes from $8,000 to $9,000 on December 15th. So, my old friend, I don't want nobody telling me, calling me, payment. I missed. The price increase. I meant to join you. I want to join you all these years. I just forgot. I give you plenty of warnings. Okay. You want to take advantage of it? Have fun. It's an incredible opportunity to make money, be comfortable and rich, promoting, propagating freedom. Gosh, you know, I can't think of a better opportunity, folks. I used to be with a company called A.L. Williams or Primerica way back in 1980s. A few of you may remember, with a guy named Art Williams. He built a big company by telling people to buy term life insurance instead of a whole life savings rip-off cash value life insurance and put the difference in even bank account, you have a lot more. Insurance companies were ripping people off royally. I'm not just offering that. I'm offering opportunity for you to be prosperous by helping others to become free and prosperous. I wish I had this opportunity back in 1992 when I got involved. I had to pay $1,500 of back then money to get the garbage package I got from this group and a $1,500 down payment on a $10,000 franchise fee to be able to just market their program and get, you know, $750 of a $1,500 package. I mean, it was junk. Had some good information, a lot of junk. I got the best stuff here for you, so I don't want to hear no excuses why you're poor. The only reason you're poor because of here. This is keeping you from success. Don't let that mentality, poverty mentality, get in you. Lack of moneyitis disease is called. You don't have money, you don't feel good. Go be prosperous. Go have fun. So with that, folks, I love you all. I'll be back with you next Thursday night.